Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy Wrestling. The Cowboys going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma this weekend for the Big 12 Championships. We've got Branson Ashworth joining us here on the program. Branson, it certainly is a pleasure to visit with you. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Doing outstanding. So preparations, getting ready for this Big 12 tournament, man. How has that been going since your last time out when you were on the road at Air Force? Has it been all focused on this Big 12 tournament since then?
Yeah, I mean, it's been all focused on us 10 guys going to Tulsa. So, I mean, we've been training hard. We went on some three-day cycles, and the first two cycles were pretty tough, but pretty tapered back now, just getting our bodies ready to go.
So you say you went on the first two cycles of a three-day cycle are pretty tough. What does that all entail? What is, I guess, a cycle for you guys? What is that all? What do you do during that?
The first cycle is mostly focused on conditioning. I just getting a little more out of us to get ready to go, or to be able to wrestle hard 7 minutes. So that was the main focus of the first cycle, is just conditioning, and the second cycle is just a lot of hard wrestling. Guys rotating in on you as a starter, and then this last cycle has been mostly just matches and getting our feet back under us.
What's a typical conditioning session for you guys like?
We ran a lot of stadiums, did a lot of circuits, a lot of incline sprints, a lot of bike sprints, just a lot of different like really stuff to like pound our legs, I guess. A lot of sprints, a lot of incline. Stadium, stuff like that.
When you guys are practicing and you're wrestling with each other in practice, are you wrestling similar weights, or are you just, is it totally random? How does that work?
Yeah, just wrestling with guys around your weight. I mean, I train with Archie Colgan a lot, and then guys like Kyle Pope and even Chaz Poulsen I'll wrestle with once in a while, but mostly guys just around my weight class.
Who's the toughest? I guess sparring partner you've had at least on the team.
For sure, probably Archie Colgan. Yeah, and I have some battles, and I love it, and I know he enjoys it too, and we make each other better, and that's all that matters.
He's down at 157, right?
Yeah.
So what, I guess, you know, people see that and they say you go up against each other and, you know, in practice, that's an 8-pound difference. Is it noticeable when you're wrestling for 7 minutes, that weight difference?
I'm not sure if it's I'm not a real big 165 pounder and he's not a real small 157 pounder. So, I mean, I don't think there's too much of a weight difference, but I think the bigger you get, I think two weight classes, you can definitely feel a difference between weight classes. Like when I wrestle, I know when I wrestled Chaz, I feel a little weight difference there, but not too much wrestling with guys like Kyle and Archie. But
talking to Branson Ashworth. Branson, you are ranked 13th in the country heading into the Big 12 Championships, and you found out earlier this week you're going to be the number one seed at 165 pounds. You know, having those accomplishments, I know, mean something, but they don't mean anything unless you do something with it. But what does that mean to you to know that you're seated number one and you're rated as high as you are in the country?
I think it just means that I've been putting in work and my hard work's paid off. But like you said, you know, it doesn't mean too much seating wise. I mean, it's nice to see because I know my hard work paid off this season and I deserve that. But going into the Big 12s, I mean, everyone's record 0-0, and there's 6 allocations on the line, and everyone's going to be ready to go. So, I mean, doing something with it, I just got to keep wrestling like I have all season, and it'll take care of itself. Not worrying too much about seeding or anything like that, just wrestling.
How much did last year's 5th place finish at the Big 12s and first trip to national tournament, how much did that prepare you for this year and play a part into how successful you were this year?
I think it played a big role. I think I knew what I was capable of, and last year being my first season, I think it just, I mean, it gave me a lot of confidence, and that's what's helped me this year, is I have a lot of confidence. I'm wrestling with a lot of confidence, and that's big. Mm-hmm. That's a lot comes down to a lot of confidence, and that last season definitely gave me a lot of that.
I would say you're wrestling with confidence. You went 31-3 this year. You've won 20 matches in a row. You went undefeated in Big 12 action. I'd say that shows a little confidence right there. So, you know, knowing that you've had that successful of a season, you know, what are your goals? Obviously, you know, you want to win the Big 12, but once you get past that, I mean, national title, All-American, what's on your mind right now?
Yeah, I mean, first step is just Big 12s. I want to be the Big 12 champion this year, and I mean, I know I'm capable of it. I just have to do what I know how to do, and then just moving on to the Nationals, and I want to be on that podium in Cleveland, and that's my goal. I also want to be on that podium and be an All-American this year.
You guys really captured the entire state, and it really centered around when you came to Cheyenne and wrestled Oklahoma State and nearly pulled off the upset. I know, you know, the hometown with Bryce right there, but what was that like, and did you guys feel like you definitely belonged on the same mat with OSU during that match and especially afterwards when you went toe-to-toe with them?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Branch always talks about toughness, and that was kind of the message going into that duel, is just be tough, you know, and just wrestle hard, and we know what we're capable of, and it kind of showed it there in December. But like I said, that was in December, you know, and it's March now, and I think we all know what we're capable of, and I think the rest of the country kind of knows now what we're capable of, and now it's just time to do that again and show it's not just a one-time thing and it wasn't a fluke.
Do you guys think you're better than you were back in December during that duel?
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, I think we've gotten better every week, and we're going to continue to keep getting better, and that's the whole goal, is just to get better every day and come into the room and with a purpose. And I know everyone, every 10 guys that's going to Tulsa is better now than they were in December.
So what has this year been like? Because you, as I mentioned, you know, the team has gained some popularity as the year has gone on. You've got bigger crowds. You've had a couple duels there in the arena auditorium this year. You know, what's it been like to see some of that support come out for you guys this season?
It's been awesome. You know, it was kind of, it wasn't a shock to any of us, but that we were as successful as we were. But I think it was nice to see other people recognizing it, and it was awesome to wrestle in front of those big crowds, and to wrestle in the arena auditorium twice was awesome. And yeah, I mean, I think we put everyone on notice, and now it's time to really put everyone on notice and show everyone what we're really capable of, and that's being All-Americans.
How many wrestlers, because we were talking to Mark Branch right before the end of the regular season, he thought, you know, six, maybe even seven could earn their trips to Nationals. Do you think that's an attainable goal with what you guys are capable of doing?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. I mean, I think a lot of the weights are set up, I think, pretty well. I mean, I know some weights have more allocations than others, but I know the weights that I think we can for sure take seven guys, like Coach Branch said, and it's just going to take wrestling to our full potential and everyone peaking at the right time, and I think we're ready to do that.
Do you guys enjoy playing slam ball during practice?
I never got too into it, but I know some of the other guys do, and the coaches definitely do.
So the coaches are more into it than you guys, huh?
Oh, for sure. They get after it. I'm playing spike ball. And
spike ball, thank you.
They haven't been playing too much lately, so I'm starting to think they might have been some beef happen or something. They haven't been playing much lately.
Spike ball, thank you. I understand corrected there. So you're not into it. Is there a particular reason, or what's going on there, Branson?
I don't know. I just can't get too into it. I mean, I like watching those guys play, but I'm more of a handball guy, so when we play handball, I'll get into that.
So you do enjoy that. I was going to ask you, what kind of things are you into when you're not practicing, when you're not doing schoolwork and stuff like that? What do you like to do?
I like to hunt and fish. I mean, I'm a big outdoors guy, okay. So I like to spend time in the outdoors hunting and fishing and, yeah, just doing stuff like that.
Favorite thing to hunt?
Probably elk.
Okay. Are you big, you like to hunt birds, geese, you know, all that kind of stuff, or is it mainly big game?
Yeah, I mean, I used to hunt a lot of ducks and geese back home, but I haven't really been able to do that out here, but so mostly big game here in Wyoming.
Fly fishing, or just, you know, go out in the pond and throw the rod and reel in there?
Fly fishing, for sure.
Where's your favorite spot? Not to give away secrets, but, you know.
Yeah, I think just I like going up to, like, the Snowies and up, like, Happy Jack, that area. Not catching real big fish, but catching a lot of fish.
What's the coolest hunting or fishing story you've got?
Probably my archery kills, hunting deer and elk with the bow, and harvesting deer and elk with the bow is probably my most exciting.
Cool. Very good. Branson, who's the biggest competition for you at 165 whenever you get to the Big 12 tournament?
I think everyone, you know. Yeah. I think all those guys are going to be ready to go, and I know I've wrestled most of them, but haven't wrestled a few of them, so I'm not overlooking anyone, and I'm just ready to scrap with anyone they put in front of me. So,
outstanding. It all gets going in Tulsa Saturday morning. Branson Ashworth, he's seated number one at 165, ranked 13th in the country, 31-3 on the year, 20 matches won in a row. Thank you so much, Branson. Have a great trip to Tulsa, and best of luck, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Branson Ashworth, Wyoming Cowboy Wrestling. Let's go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back. More of the Sports Zone. We'll be wrapping up hour number one right after this.